King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. So the Jews said to him, Now we are sure you are possessed. Abraham died, the prophets died, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is worthless. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the second Sunday of Lent every year, the Church has its focus in the first reading on Abraham to indicate to us quite clearly that we are meant to follow Abraham in a journey of faith throughout Lent. That reading from Abraham is always tied to the Transfiguration. Many times people don't understand why. It's really because of what's revealed on this fifth Thursday, because Abraham was able to see a little bit of God's glory in anticipation, in prophecy, and he rejoiced. Readings that the Church gives us today are meant to bring us back to that foundational experience of Abraham so that we might imitate his faith in all three of its greatest moments as we make this Lenten journey. First aspect of following the faith of Abraham is to leave our own Ur of the Chaldees and go wherever the Lord asks. Lent is this exodus from our own comfort zones, from our own routines and habits, even if they're good, in order for the Lord to lead us to something better. Many times we resist. We don't want to be changed. We don't want to go to a place that we're not in control of, that he hasn't indicated to us. But just like Abraham was willing to pack up his life and go, so the Lord wants that type of availability, that type of courage, that type of faith in us. Without it, Lent won't be nearly as fruitful. Second great stage in the faith of Abraham is to look up into the blue sky and count the stars and know that even though you were a senior citizen, you would not just become a dad, but the father of many nations. That was an heroic act of trust on Abraham's part. And the Lord backed that up with patience that he would have to wait still 25 years for that promise to be fulfilled. But unlike Sarah, who thought that there was obviously a deception involved, Abraham continued to believe until he was more or less 100. The Lord similarly wants us to be able to see that even though the fulfillment of the promises may not yet be tangible, he has something great in store for us. That after we make that journey, ultimately from earth to heaven, that we will be abundantly fruitful, and that if we leave so many of the things of the world in order to trust in the things of God, the Lord is going to make us great from generation to generation. Third great test of Abraham's faith was the sacrifice of Isaac. What was absolutely dearest to him, what he was holding on to as the fulfillment of God's promise, at least in time. And he would have to sacrifice his son, just as his son was reaching adulthood in the Hebrew mentality. And yet Abraham did so, knowing, as the letter of the Hebrews interprets for us, that even should Isaac die, God could raise him from the dead. Isaac wasn't just some old boy who could be replaced, like David and Bathsheba's son who was succeeded by Solomon. Isaac was the son of the promise. And Abraham knew that even should he be slain, that wasn't going to be the end. We know that that was a prophecy of exactly what would happen with the Lord. He, like Isaac, would carry the wood of the sacrifice up to, very literally, Mount Moriah, which is where the Dome of the Rock now stands, where the sacrifices of the temple took place, very close to Calvary. But we know that even should the son, not of Abraham, but of God, the son of Abraham according to the flesh, even should he die, God would raise him from the dead. God wants us to be able to imitate that great faith, but not just to imitate it. Throughout this dialogue, this contentious dialogue, Jesus makes a few promises that he wants us to ponder. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Do we believe that the way Abraham believed? Many thought that this was a telltale sign that Jesus was possessed. But no, whoever keeps God's word will be on this exodus to eternal life. Do we believe that? Second, that the Father glorifies the Son, whom the Son knows. If we know the Father, we will know that glory. And that glory is shown in the triumph of love on Calvary. Third, Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. He saw it and was glad. What is that day? What does the saying mean? How did Abraham see the day? Some people say he saw Jesus in a sense, in his progeny, that this would be the way that he would be able to last forever. Others say that Abraham saw him in the sacrifice of Isaac. Regardless of exactly what Jesus meant, he rejoiced to see Jesus' day. And for any of us who are spiritual sons and daughters of Abraham, our characteristic response to all of this is meant to be gladness, it's meant to be joy. Jesus is the great I Am. Great I Am took on the genes, literally, of Abraham and the Jews in order to come so that we too could rejoice. And we will rejoice even more greatly than Abraham when we were able to see that day of the Lord and pass with him to the eternal eighth day. As we come forward to this Mass, we have a chance to encounter the Lord in a way Abraham would have never dreamed. In Holy Communion, let us ask for the grace that just as Abraham believed in the covenant that the Lord made with him, we too may believe evermore in this new and eternal covenant. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.